You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, gotta run. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you today. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We are the ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We're at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, Minister Andre Jordan. Excited and thankful, filled with gratitude just to be here. And thankful to God for those of you that tune in weekly. I pray that the radio broadcast is really a blessing to you as it is to me. Just a quick word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for another opportunity to be used by you, to be just a vessel, just to allow your voice, Father, to go forth to transform and change our lives. Thank you for the Word of God that is everything to us. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You give good gifts, Father. So I pray that you make more real to us the gift of the Holy Spirit and all that you've given us in giving us the Spirit of God, of your Spirit. We praise you and we thank you that the Holy Spirit is very God. Amen. We bless the Lord today. Listen, we're going to look at Galatians 5 today. Just looking at the Word, I was thinking about living and walking in the Spirit, living and walking in the Spirit, and how that is very possible to us. The Scripture tells us, let me read the Scripture, Galatians chapter 5, if you would turn there with me, if you're able to, if you're not driving, but the Scripture tells us to live and walk in the Spirit. Okay. Verse 16, Galatians chapter 5. But, and I'm reading the Amplified Version, but I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit. It should be our daily habit, our lifestyle, who and what we are as Christ beings, Christ followers, that we live in the Holy Spirit, that we walk in the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Our steps and our conduct and how we live our lives and our behavior, our responses, our perspectives, and what we do. We're to live, dwell, and walk in the Holy Spirit of God. We're called to be, it reads, verse 16, we're called to be responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. Question, are we responsive Are we responding? Holy Spirit unctions us, nudges us, says to us, walk this way, go this way, answer with this response. Don't say this. Are we responsive to the voice of the Spirit? Are we responsive to the voice of Holy Spirit? Sometimes Holy Spirit speaks in a still, small, quiet voice. Are we responsive? Are we controlled? It's a choice. God didn't make us robots, so we must allow, permit Holy Spirit to lead, guide, control. We must live the saying, Holy Spirit, take the wheel. We've got to live it. It can't just be a cute quote. I've got to live. Holy Spirit, take the wheel. Holy Spirit, I invite you in. We've got to invite him in. He wants to lead and guide us in all truth. He wants to lead and guide us in the way that we should go. He wants to guide us so that we stay in step and in line with the Holy Spirit and the will of the Father for our lives. It says, but I say to you all listening today, this is coming from the scripture. I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit. Walk and live responsive to and controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. Walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit. And then you will certainly not. Say certainly not. Somebody ask you something crazy? Certainly not. So if we walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, we will certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh. The flesh is defined as our human nature without God, depraved and depravity. If we walk in the Spirit and we live in the Spirit, and my habit, my lifestyle, my daily routine as a Christ follower, as a Christ being, is to respond to the Holy Spirit, go the way he tells me to go, go the way that he leads me, allow him to be in control. I am not in control. I relinquish and submit and surrender my control to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit of God, that gift that the Father sent. Christ said, I must go, but I won't leave you without comfort. I won't leave you alone. He says, the Father will send you another comforter in my name, in his place when he returns back to the Father. The Holy Spirit is here. And the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit is he can be everywhere in every place. He's omnipresent. And he can dwell in us when we receive Christ and accept Jesus Christ. He comes and makes an abode in us. And so now there is a union with the Holy Spirit. I allow Holy Spirit to think through my mind. I permit the mind of Christ to be in me. And the Holy Spirit only says what he hears from the Word of God. So we can be safe allowing Holy Spirit to lead and guide our minds. We can be safe, guided and led by the Holy Spirit. Our Holy Spirit empowers us for victory. Holy Spirit empowers us for victory. Holy Spirit, because of us aligning, because of us permitting, because of us yielding the Holy Spirit to take control, he will do that in us and through us. He will empower us. So now I'm not dependent upon my natural strength, my natural ability as a human, as Minister Andre. No, I'm relying on the Holy Spirit, who is very God, a part of the Godhead. So I have supernatural divine strength to certainly not gratify fleshly cravings. We know if you craving ice cream, sometimes they would say pregnant women were craving pickles. Other people are craving Coke. whatever the craving is, pie, cake, whatever, macaroni and cheese, whatever. But the flesh, oh, the cravings of the flesh, they're formed in depravity because the flesh is enmity of God, wants nothing to do with God. And so when we're filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit every day, I want to walk in the Spirit. Every day, I want to live in the Spirit. Every day, I want to be led, controlled, and guided by the Holy Spirit. Every day, I want to be strong in the Lord and in His supernatural, divine, mighty power. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be certainly not led by my fleshly cravings, certainly not led by my fleshly desires. My human nature without God is wicked, it's evil. But the Spirit of God, it says that verse 17, Galatians 5, for the desires of the flesh, this is why we must be filled with the Spirit, are opposed to the Spirit of God. The desires of the flesh are opposed. They war against the Spirit of God. They don't come into subjection of the Spirit of God. The Spirit is opposed to the flesh. The Holy Spirit is opposed to our godless human nature because the Holy Spirit is God. For these two, flesh and the Holy Spirit, are antagonistic to each other, continually withstanding, continually in conflict with each other, so that we're not free. When we resist Holy Spirit, we're not free. We're not operating in God's best for us. We're not operating in God's plan for us, but we're prevented from doing what we desire to do, the good that we want to do in God. So we got to yield. Holy Spirit, today, give us grace to yield to you. Give us a free and willing spirit to obey you, to live for you, to walk with you, to allow you and invite you in it, that we might live and move and have our being in you. Let me go back. Verse 13, Galatians 5 is where we are today. Verse 13, for you, brethren, we are indeed called to freedom. God has called us to freedom. Why? Because Jesus Christ has made us free. We're free from many things, and we're free to many things. We are called to freedom in Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, He empowers us to walk in the liberty that Christ has given us, that Christ has won from us. Christ completed His assignment to redeem fallen man and the fallen nature within man back to the Father. We are restored back to the Father when we accept Christ's finished work. We're restored back to the Father. And here the Father has given us the Holy Spirit to make sure now we're back to His original mandate, that we walk in dominion and in His authority, that we subdue the earth and that we multiply and fill it. How? Naturally, children, spiritually, spiritual children, disciples, souls, that we win souls to the kingdom of God, that we would multiply, that God would multiply Himself in us so that we could multiply what God has poured in us into society, that there would be a great harvest and many souls would be won to God. But we must stand fast in the freedom that we've been called to. Freedom from sin. Freedom from sin. Freedom from fulfilling the desires and cravings of our sinful nature. Freedom from sin and death. Freedom from fear. Freedom from wickedness. Freedom from. Freedom to, that we're forgiven. Freedom to, I've been adopted into the royal family of Jesus Christ. Freedom to walk in love. Freedom to allow the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of the Spirit in my life. We're going to get to that also. It says, verse Galatians 5, I'm at verse 13 now. Only do not let your freedom in Christ, that Christ made for you, won for you, be an incentive to your flesh. Every time we hear the word flesh, think my human nature without God, my godless human nature, no, is opposed to God, opposed to the Spirit of God. Don't let my freedom be an incentive for your flesh or an opportunity or an excuse for selfishness, for sin. But we're called through the love of the Father to serve one another. Let love arise in us. Let the agape love of Jesus, let the agape love of the Father, let the agape love of the Holy Spirit arise and be quickened in us. Let God's love fill and consume us, that we respond out of love. And the scripture tells us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If we love God, if we're called and committed, committed is a huge word when it comes to God. If we're called and committed to God, we will keep his commands. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. If we love him, we will demonstrate it by our obedience to what he tells us to do. And how does God tell us what to do? By way of his Spirit, by way of his word. The scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit will never lead us in a lie. The Holy Spirit only speaks and reveals the truth of God. So if we love God like we say we love him, where is the evidence? Can my life testify that I love the Father? Can my life testify that I'm led by the Holy Spirit of God? Can my life proclaim that by demonstration I love God? I pray today that the word is challenging us to come up, that the word is challenging us to fall on our face and to fall on our knee and cry out for the Holy Spirit like never before, that his presence would make itself known in us, that our union connection, we would stay connected to the vine, stay connected, that we would allow Holy Spirit to have his way. We're called to allow him to control, to lead, to guide, to help, to teach, to show us, to comfort, to counsel. We're called to permit the Spirit of God to dwell in us. I pray today that the Word of God is stirring you. I pray that the Word of God, it comes, it causes us to search and examine ourselves. Who's leading your life? Who's leading my life? Who's in control? Whose voice am I listening to? Questions that are worthy of reflection. Am I allowing the gift of God, the Holy Spirit? The scripture tells us that God will not give us anything but a good gift. God gives the best gifts. God gave, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. What a gift, Jesus Christ. What a gift we received. And here it is. When Jesus left, he said, the Father will send and give us the Holy Spirit. What a gift. Oh, what a gift. The best gift, because we have the best Father. Let's go a little further in the scriptures. Let's look at verse Galatians 5. Still, let's go to verse 19. Now the practices, the works and practices, the doings, the works, the practices, remember I'm reading Amplified, of the flesh, my godless sinful nature without God, are obvious. The works of the flesh are obvious, easy to be identified. They are adultery, moral impurity, immorality, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, ill-tempered person, selfishness, divisions, disunity, dissensions, faction, sects, S-E-C-T-S, wrong spirit, opinions, heresies, the works of the flesh, the practices and the doings of our godless human nature, envy, drunkenness, carousing, or a party spirit, and the like, these things, I warn you, Paul says, beforehand, just as I did previously, that all of those that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The flesh and the cravings and the desire and the works and doings and the practices of the flesh will cause us not to inherit the kingdom of God. This is why we must be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We must be controlled and led by the Holy Spirit. We must allow and permit Holy Spirit. He causes us and empowers us to have victory over our flesh, victory over our godless and sinless nature, victory over cravings of adultery and immorality, impurity, indecency, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, divisions, disunity, envy, drunkenness, carousing. He gives us the power. I have the power of the Holy Ghost today, the power of the Holy Spirit today, to say certainly not when the enemy would tempt us. I can speak the word of God and walk in the victory that Christ has won. It's not I. I don't want to take the credit. Don't misunderstand me. It's not Minister Andre. She is a spirit that lives in a body, that has a soul just like every other human being. But I've learned, and we're learning, that we don't have to fall. We don't have to yield our members to Satan. We can stand firm in the freedom Christ has brought today. There is freedom when we celebrate Independence Day. We celebrate the 4th of July, our freedom. But now there is spiritual freedom. There's spiritual freedom in God by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. There's spiritual freedom in God by His Holy Spirit that enables me to withstand all the wiles of the enemy, that enables me to stand firm, strong in the power of the Holy Spirit, supernatural power, divine power. That is how we stand. That is how we flourish. That is how we walk and live in the Spirit of God. That is how we're not moved. That is how we're not succumb to wickedness. That is how we're not taken down, taken out by the enemy's wiles and devices. It says, Galatians 5, verse 22, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work in which the presence and a relationship with the Holy Spirit accomplishes within us is love. Come on now. Just like the works and the practices and the doing of the flesh are clear and obvious, come on now. The fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in a yielded life, in an obedient life, in a willing life that allows Him to come in, control, lead, and guide us, it also will be evident. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. If you allow Holy Spirit to do a work in your life, in your heart, in your mind, the fruit it will produce. Holy Spirit produces a fruit. You and I don't produce the fruit. The fruit is divine. The fruit is spiritual fruit. It's not something you and I'm working to produce. No. Let Holy Spirit in. Let Holy Spirit lead. Let Holy Spirit guide. He'll do the work. He produces the fruit in you. My job, your job, be willing, be yielded, be obedient, be submitted, be surrendered. Ask for His help. Partner with Holy Spirit. Invite Him in. Come on. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22, the work which His holy presence, divine presence within us produces, accomplishes, is love. We walk in love. And when we walk in love, it's evident. Why? Because we don't respond from our godless human nature. It's a change in us. The Holy Spirit produces joy, joy that is not dependent on my circumstances. Joy is supernatural. It's a supernatural fruit. I should be going to pieces, but the Holy Spirit has produced joy in my life, joy in my heart, thankfulness, gladness, joyfulness in my heart because of who God is, not because of my circumstances. I want to live like this. I want Holy Spirit producing the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I want it to be evident. I want it to be obvious. I want it that the world may see and desire Christ. The Holy Spirit produces love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, that we would have an even temper, forbearance. We have the ability to endure and forbear. He produces kindness, goodness. We have a benevolent heart, faithfulness, gentleness, where we're meek and we're humble. He produces self-control. Come on. Supernatural. Self-control is supernatural. It's divine that I don't give into my flesh, that I don't respond how my godless human nature want me to respond. But the Holy Spirit produces self-control, that I have restraint, that I have restraint, self-restraint. The Holy Spirit says, no, I restrain. I don't go beyond where he says to go. I stop. He said, do not say it. Do not go here. Do not go there. Do not do this. And guess what my answer, your answer to be? Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. We come into agreement with Holy Spirit. We come into submission to his leading. I want to make sure I read all the fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. No law can bring that type of change and transformation in us, but the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God himself producing fruit in us, fruit that remains, fruit that the world needs, fruit for them to pick off of our lives, fruit to cause us to be a light and salt, for them to see Christ in us and ask, I noticed something about you. They can't always identify it, but the Holy Spirit makes himself obvious by producing fruit in our lives. Verse 24, I want to read. And those that belong to Christ, that's you and I. And those are you that will hear this word of the Lord going out and will desire and ask Jesus into your heart. Those of us that belong to Christ, those of us that are Christ followers, we have crucified the flesh. We have crucified the godless human nature and its passions and its appetites and its desires and its cravings. Verse 25, if we live by the Holy Spirit, let us also walk by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit, we have our life in God, let us go forward in the Holy Spirit, walking in line within the boundaries of the Holy Spirit, our conduct controlled by the Spirit of God. I pray today that this message has caused you to look at the Holy Spirit differently and realize there's no victory or success without living and walking controlled, guided, led by the Holy Spirit of God. May God bless and keep you and encourage your hearts today. Amen. Amen.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're gonna be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your copy today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll